The Senate will be in order. Will everyone in the chamber and galleries please rise? We will begin our day with a prayer by the Reverend Gock and then remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the Epistle of 1 Peter, we hear, "Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you in due time." Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have put into our hearts the desire to pray, so in times of difficulty, we can instinctively turn to you in prayer. We are grateful that you have promised to listen to our every word and to hear even the heart's unspoken groans for help. So on this day, we ask for you to listen to us, for your guidance and your encouragement to do what is truly needed. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hegeman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krauss, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schaff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Walson, Wieland.
Senator from Cole. Senator from the 23rd. Senator from the 23rd is here. Senator from Butler. Senator from Butler is here. Senator from Clay. Senator from Clay is here. Senator from Franklin. You are here. The fine ladies have taken care of your faux pas.
We have
quorum. Quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 99th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, second extra session of the first regular session, first day, Monday, June 12, 2017.
Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
The Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as having been fully read. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator from Cole, recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Cole. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, Lida Nussbaum from KOM8 News and Kermit Miller from KRCG-TV have been granted permission to take photos and videos in the Senate chamber today. Mr. President?
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would seek unanimous consent of the body to allow a law enforcement official, the Sheriff of Osage County, to enter the chamber with sidearm.
Hearing no objection, your request will be granted.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of guests. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, we have with us today Sheriff Mike Bonham from Osage County. It's the county just east of here. Osage County is near and dear to me because that's where I started my small business career. And Sheriff Bonham is newly elected, and he is doing a fantastic job for the citizens in Osage County. We're so very proud of him and his department and what he's done to kind of get things turned around, putting their life at risk, and really bringing integrity and law back to Osage County, and I'd like the body to make Sheriff Bonham feel welcome in the chambers today.
Sheriff, would you stand? The Senate, would you make Sheriff Bonham feel welcome today? Introduction to guests. Senator from Phelps.
May I inquire the senator from Cole?
Senator from Cole. Do you yield to an inquiry of the senator from Phelps?
I do.
You may proceed.
I didn't know if you were aware that Mike Bonham actually comes from Phelps County, and I did a lot of work on their farm, his parents and his farm, and he was a good client of Brown Veterinary Clinic for many, many years. And we thought we would share some of our expertise with Osage, so we let him move a little further north.
Would you consider me a good client of Brown Veterinary Clinic since we're giving you a free commercial? Do you want to tell the body how you wanted me to administer a certain medicine to one of our barn cats?
Yeah, that was pretty cool, wasn't it?
No.
And I asked you to video it.
Mike did a great job of meeting and making sure Osage County knew who he was. His family got involved. His friends got involved. He's been everywhere. And he really represents what community law enforcement is about, because he's not just the big stick sitting out there. He engages and interacts with all parts of the community, and he's really done a great job.
He's a good young man, and well, I guess he's not so young anymore, but I knew him when he was very young, and he was a good boy then.
Well, thank you for your comments.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 14th.
Mr. President, I have two bills, or one bill.
Send your bill forward. Madam Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 7, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to contaminated homes.
Senator, would you care to explain your bill?
Mr. President, you and the body have heard enough. No explanation needed.
Introduction of bills. Seeing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the Senate is on the order of business of second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Newton.
Senate Bill 1.
Senate Bill 1, an act relating to abortion.
Seniors, families, and children. Senate Bill 2.
Senate Bill 2, an act relating to lobbyists.
Rules, joint rules, resolution, ethics. Senate Bill 3.
Senate Bill 3, an act relating to the waiting period before certain public officials can become lobbyists.
Rules, joint rules, resolution, ethics. Senate Bill 4.
Senate Bill 4, an act relating to financial disclosure under campaign finance laws.
Rules, joint rules, resolution, ethics. Senate Bill 5.
Senate Bill 5, an act relating to the jurisdiction of the Attorney General to enforce state abortion laws.
Seniors, families, and children. Senate Bill 6.
Senate Bill 6, an act relating to the preemption of political subdivision authority regarding abortion.
Seniors, families, and children, SJR 1.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, an act relating to the time periods of the legislative sessions of the General Assembly.
Rules, joint rules, resolution, ethics. And, Mr. President, please refer Senate Resolution 4 to the Committee on Rules, Joint Rules, Resolution Ethics.
It will be so referred. Senator from the 7th.
Senator from Newton.
Senator from Newton, do you yield to an inquiry of the Senator from the 7th?
Yes.
You may proceed.
Senator, I was listening to your referrals, and I'm curious as to the reasoning why a bill dealing with the Attorney General's jurisdiction would go to seniors and families. Like, I understand the expediency of them having posted up and being the committee that's going to hear the substantive matter on abortion, which I can see how that would probably fit. But the Attorney General's jurisdiction of rather he's going to be able to bring cases of his own, why would that be in seniors and families?
Well, it seems to me that all has a bearing on abortion, abortion-like policies, and the chairman of that committee has had enough expertise in that over the years. I think he can make a fair representation with that committee.
Okay, well, I just would like to point out that I would disagree with that referral.
In the past, 10 years ago, maybe it went to judiciary from time to time, but in this case, at least in the times that I've been over here, the senator from Barry has done an outstanding job, and I have confidence in him.
This is not questioning whether the chairman has capability of handling the bill. This is just rather the subject content would have better been fit in judiciary, where I think that probably would have gone.
Possibly, but I have confidence that Senator from Barry can handle this question and this bill.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cole.
President, without objection, Senator, go the order of business of announcements.
Announcements. Announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, in a few minutes, I will be making a recess motion until 1400 this day. For members who are active in other pieces of their jobs and phone calls and what they need to do, it will be technical in nature. It will be just bringing a bill in from committee, and it may happen sometime after that. It can happen, as the body knows, anytime after that time. It just can't happen before that time. So the need for everybody to be here when we take those bills in, again, they're always welcome, but I didn't want members to feel like they needed to be back because we're never sure about that time. We'll be fluid this afternoon.
Further announcements. Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children will meet in the Senate Lounge at around 11:20.
Further announcements? Seeing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming for the body. I move the Senate stand in recess until 1400 this day.
The Senator from Cole has moved that the Senate stand in recess until 2 p.m. this day. All those of the opinion that motion shall prevail signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate is in recess.